Labour MPs may not have to vote against their conscience over the government's controversial bill on embryo research, according to the Health Secretary, Alan Johnson. He said he was confident an accommodation could be reached with Catholic MPs, although he was convinced the Commons would still pass the bill. There's been mounting pressure for Labour MPs to be granted a free vote on the legislation, which would allow the creation of hybrid human-animal embryos. Kikemian Zerum reports.
Talking down the reported cabinet rift over human-animal embryos, the government today said it wouldn't make MPs opposed to the Human Fertilisation and Embryology Bill support it. This compromise probably means allowing abstentions rather than a free vote, but this being Easter Sunday, another leading Catholic added his voice to the clamour.
There are some aspects of this bill in which I believe there ought to be a free vote, Catholics and others will want to vote according to their conscience, and so I don't think it should be subject to the party whip.
The Health Secretary was today summarily dispatched to set the record straight. The real issue, he says, is not religious morality or even party leadership, but about keeping Britain at the forefront of finding cures for diseases like Parkinson's and diabetes.
So the bottom line is, if only these people understood the science behind this, then there would be no row.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt that if people understand the complex issues here, they support the bill. We've been 3 years discussing this. We've had a public consultation, pre-legislative scrutiny, a joint committee of both houses. There's never been a bill that's been scrutinised so much. And I don't think there's any doubt that this will enjoy majority support. The issue for those people who do have very deep conscience, issues of conscience, whether because of their faith or because of other ethical or moral reasons, we have to respect, and we will respect them.
Fundamentally, this is a question of whether you think that a microscopic early human embryo has the same rights as a grown human being with a serious disease.
And the number of Labour MPs who are prepared to defy the whip and vote no is thought to be only in the teens. It's hardly enough to assail the government's working majority of 67. Now, even if the government allowed a free vote, it's unlikely that more than 40 or 50 Labour MPs would rebel. And when you take into account Lib Dem and Tory support of around 100, well, then you're looking at the Human Fertilisation and Embryology Bill passing easily, 150 votes or so. So why, you may well ask, all the fuss? Well, one Labour cabinet member told me today, it's all about control, adding it's a very necessary part of control. Why? Because creating guidelines for these controversial human-animal embryos is meant to be flagship legislation this Parliament. But the government is worried, finding that control of both the debate